verse number 18, my opening text here tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to make you rise off your couch unless you want to. God's word is precious, and I trust tonight that it will become even more precious. And Sister Lindsay's already been talking about what I'm going to be talking about here tonight, but I'll probably be taking it a little bit different direction, but it's just kind of always exciting when the Spirit of God is speaking to hearts, and everything seems to flow together to help us get the message that God wants us to hear. Hallelujah. You know, it amazes me how God goes to great extremes to get the message to us that He wants us to hear. But the thing, he will never make us hear. And it's always he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church. And so the reality is that the messages that have been going out already this week are messages to encourage the saints of God back to prayer. And the reality is we pray, but we can pray more. But we can pray more effective. We pray, but we can pray in the Spirit also. That's what I want to deal with tonight. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 18. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Praise our God. You can be seated. Those that are in the sanctuary here, you can be seated. Those that stood up at home, you can be seated. Praise the Lord. Persevering prayer is what I want to talk about here tonight. Persevering prayer. The scripture that I've just read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 18. For through Him, speaking of Jesus Christ, we both, speaking of Jew and Gentile, have access, and Lindsay's already made mention of this already tonight, by one Spirit unto the Father. Now we talk about the access, we talk about that when Jesus Christ died on Calvary, how the veil in the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, signifying that the way had been made, the blood of Jesus Christ had been accepted, the way had been made for believers now into the Holy of Holies, the presence of God, and Sister Lindsay's already talked about that. But here's the key factor that we've got to understand. That access is by the Spirit of God. Amen. This is the role of the Holy Ghost. This is the role of the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ, born of Mary, became flesh. He was the Son of God. He came, became flesh, lived on the face of this earth, walked on the face of this earth, taught on the face of this earth, lived a holy life on the face of this earth, died on Calvary, went to the tomb, rose the third day. He ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. He has fulfilled His role to bring this great salvation. He is the coming King and the coming Judge. That's still to be fulfilled. But right now, He has fulfilled His role as the great High Priest, the Lamb of God, that taken away the sins of the world. And He said, I've got to go away. Why has He got to go away? So the Holy Ghost could come back. Because this is the way we get access. This is how we communicate with God. This is how we hear from God, by the Spirit of God. So Jesus Christ opened the door to heaven, rent the veil, brought us to where we could come in, but the only way we'll be able to enter in is by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, to begin to fellowship with God. John chapter 4, verse number 24, says God is a Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Prayer is a part of our worship. Prayer is the avenue whereby we communicate with our God. It's not just supplication, though it is supplication. But it is a time of, and it's been mentioned different in different of our devotions, it's a time of meditation. It's a time of hearing from heaven. It's a time of communing with the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. It's a time of renewing our spirit with His Spirit and getting encouraged, refreshed, and revived by the Spirit of God, bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, thus bringing that assurance alive and well. And when our assurance towards God is alive and well, our faith is alive and well, and our prayers are taking action. Praise God. Hallelujah. Persevering prayer. In other words, continually praying. Keep praying. Keep pressing. But most of all, let the Spirit of God begin to work in your prayer life. Now prayer, the word prayer is mentioned in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, in 109 verses. The word pray is mentioned in 67 verses in the New Testament alone. And I didn't include the Old Testament because in the Old Testament, the word pray was a lot of their conversation when they were asking each other to do something. They would say, I pray that you would do this for me. And so I didn't include the Old Testament because the word pray was used more in the Old Testament for beseeching one another. Hallelujah. But in the New Testament, when it talked about pray, it was talking about communication with God. So 67 times, 67 verses, the New Testament about pray, and 109 verses about prayer in the whole Bible. That's a good foundation for the reality of prayer, and it sets the stage for a thorough study of the word pray and prayer. I'm not going into that study tonight. Praise the Lord. You can breathe a sigh of relief. Amen. But what I'm after here tonight is the reality of the Spirit of God in our prayers. The Spirit of God in our worship. The Spirit of God in our communication with the Father, with the Son. Now, Jude, verse number 17, says, But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. There's going to be times of trouble. There's going to be times when people will come out against you. There'll be time when people will try to convince you that the way you live for God is wrong. They are sensual. They're more concerned about their flesh. They're more concerned about their convenience. They're more concerned about getting pleasures from God or materialistic things from God. But Jude said, prayer is to build up yourselves on your most holy faith. And that prayer should be the Holy Ghost bringing you into the presence of your Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And thus keeping you in the love of God. To be kept in the love of God means your faith is alive. It means your allegiance is alive. It means you realize that it's only through God's grace, God's love, and God's mercy are you saved. Hallelujah. And so thus, this type of prayer brings a full assurance in the mind, a confidence in the mind that you know you're one-on-one with God. You're not wondering if God heard your prayer, because you are now right in the throne room with God, in a conversation with God, and you know that He's not only hearing your prayer, but He's reading your heart. He knows your desire, your sincerity, and He's moving. This is how He can go above and beyond what we think, because He sees the motivation of our heart and the desire of our heart, and He just goes ahead and makes it happen. You see, By the time our words catch up with our heart, God's already moving. God's already moving when the Spirit of God is involved in our prayers. When the Spirit of God is taking us into that throne room of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And remember that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. That means when we're going to that throne room, we're in the presence of the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost, well, He abides in us. And He's the one that's taking us there. And He's the one that's making it the reality of the conversation and the fellowship and the communion that you know you're talking with God. Your prayers are not just going up in the air. Your prayers are in the throne room. Ooh, praise God. And so persevering prayer is praying and moving to the position and the place where you know you're in the throne room. You know you're in the presence of your God. Now Romans 8, 26 and 27 says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities or our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Have you ever found yourself not knowing how to pray about a situation? I have. This COVID situation is one of them. How do you pray about this? I mean, what do you want done, God? We realize it's part of the last days. We realize it's really not going to be stopped. We realize that it's rolling things towards the end time. So how do I pray against this? You know, how do I pray for this? How do I pray in this circuit? This is what I find. And that's why I've got to move past what I know. I've got to move past what I think I know. I've got to move past what I want. And I've got to be praying in the Holy Ghost of God so God can work what He wants to work. Praise God. Because I understand completely that prayer is the avenue whereby God can move on the face of this earth. God moves by invitation only. This is why we've got such a chaos going on in America, because nobody's invited God in. Nobody's invited God to the party, so to speak. Nobody's invited God to the protest. Nobody's invited God into the schools. Nobody's inviting God into anything. They're actually against God. This is why we've got chaos going on. But you see, if we're wanting God to move in the midst of chaos by that glorious grace that Sister Lindsay was talking about, then we're going to have to be praying in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is going to have to pray through us so that God can begin to move the way He wants to move. And though even we may not understand how God wants to move by allowing the Spirit of God to pray and pray for us and pray through us, then God's will is going to start being done, and then we may become part of God's will as we keep ourselves available in the hands of God. Because once again, I'm not for sure how this is all going to work out, but I know my Father knows. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ knows. And so we see here, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Ghost knows what the Father wants done. And he knows what the Father, first of all, wants done in our lives. And then he begins to move and operate and get that working. But the Holy Ghost also knows what God wants done in the midst of this chaos that's going on in this world. And then that's why we've got to link up with the Spirit of God and let Him begin to help us in persevering prayer. 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Once again, emphasizing to me the importance of the Spirit of God helping me in my prayer so that I can be praying the will of God for the circumstance and the situation. John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Praise the Lord. This gives us insight to the reality of the communication between the throne room and earth. by the Spirit of God. Knowing what the Father wants done. Hallelujah. Bringing and revealing that to you and I, it speaks of the reality of our relationship with our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ has to be via the Holy Ghost. It's not mere intellect. It's not mere mental power of human source. It is the Spirit of God revealing the truths of the Word of God to those of a sincere heart and those that desire the truth and want to hear what heaven is talking about. You see, this is where a lot of times people start moving away from the Spirit of God, moving away from the Holy Ghost, because He eliminates what we think. He brings humility to us because we realize nothing will be learned, nothing will be understood if He has not brought it to me and revealed it to me. It's not mere human intellect that learns the truth of Scriptures. It is a humble heart hearing the Spirit of God as He begins to open up the truths of God's Word. I've made this statement before, but that's why we still hang on to the King James Version Bible, because the Spirit of God is the one that interprets it. The Spirit of God is the one that reveals it. The Spirit of God is the one that gives the understanding. So it's not a matter of whether I can read it well or not. It's a matter of whether I'm in submission and humility before God so He can show it to me. Hallelujah. I don't know where this statistic actually came from. I've got it in my gathered notes and different things from days gone by, but actually the King James Version Bible, any second grader can read it. It's not difficult. It may have a thou and a thee, but I said those fine. A second grader can say them fine. You may have to go to a dictionary from time to time to find an archaic word, because the English language has been changing and they did that on purpose, so you could be deceived from time to time. But the bottom line is the Holy Ghost that's going to reveal it to a humble heart. And so we see then the Holy Ghost is a thorough part of our Christian life, whether it be in worship, praise, whether it be in the Word of God, or whether it be in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Perseverance. Don't grow weary. Brother Jason shared last night in his devotion about waiting on the Lord. Rising up, soaring with the eagles. You know, we grow faint, but God does not. This is where we've got to find that spiritual power to pray always. Keep prayer alive. Keep it going. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but this old body, this old man doesn't want to pray. The carnal mind doesn't want to pray. The sinful nature doesn't want anywhere near the throne room of God, because that's where sin is revealed. Oh my. And so we see then that it's that spiritual man that desires to pray. That's why we must press ourselves, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, letting the Spirit of God control our desires so that our desire will be for more prayer. Praise our God. And then I'm going to close here with some admonitions from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself to His disciples. And then a few thoughts. And I should get this wrapped up by real close to 8 o'clock. Believe it or not. Matthew 26, 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your enemy is yourself. Your flesh, that's where the weakness is. The admonition from Jesus is watch and pray so that you can overcome temptation. Why do people fall and falter? They're not praying. They're not praying persevering prayer. They're not praying in the Spirit. They're not entering into the throne room of God in their times of prayer. And thus, the old man's going to be stronger than the new man, and they're not going to overcome in the time of temptation. Mark chapter 13, verse 33. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. This one's talking about the coming of the Lord. You want to be ready for the coming of the Lord? Then you're going to have to be watching. You're going to have to be praying. Praying. What is that? Communication with God. God knows my name. He knows when I'm communicating with Him. He knows when I'm drawing nigh. He knows when I'm drawing near. And He says, if I draw nigh to Him and draw near to Him, He will draw near to me. Do you realize just saying a prayer doesn't mean you drew near to God? Do you realize that there's all kinds of religions where men and women pray, but they're not drawing nigh to God? There are times when Christians pray and they are not drawing nigh to God, but they have put in their ching ching time of prayer. They punched in, they punched out, but they never drew nigh to God. Oh, God of heaven, hallelujah. He said, take heed, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. True, the spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Once again, Mark restating what Matthew stated also. Luke 21, 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Talking about the coming of the Lord again. That you might be worthy to escape the judgment that's coming on this world. What is it? That you might be ready for the rapture, the catching away of the bride. You know, I don't think I would want to be here after the church is gone. Sister Sarah shared some wonderful things there the night she did her devotion about the power of the church. While it's here, judgment's not going to come. But the minute this church is gone out of here, then judgment will come. And so the judgment that's coming is coming upon all that are on the face of the earth. We'll let that sink in just a little bit. There are some people that still have that mind frame. Well, if I miss the rapture, then I'll get saved during the judgment. No, you're going to be in the judgment. If you knew you were supposed to be ready for the rapture, you're going to be in the judgment. You're not going to be in the group that turns to Jesus Christ. That's the group that knew nothing about Jesus Christ. And they're hearing what the angels are proclaiming. And they're turning to God. But those that were not ready, they're going to fall under judgment. That's why Jesus said, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and stand before the Son of Man. If you know He's coming, why aren't you ready? Why aren't you praying? Why aren't you pressing into the throne room of God? Persevering prayer is prayer that continues on whether the body feels like it or not. Hallelujah. And here I want to close with some sayings of some different Christian ministers over the years. Here's one that's anonymous. It says, if Christians spent as much time praying as they do grumbling, they would soon have nothing to grumble about. No wonder that was anonymous. Nobody wanted to put their name to that one. Prayer. Secret, fervent, believing prayer lies at the root of all personal godliness. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Be not forgetful of prayer. Every time you pray, if your prayer is sincere, there will be a new feeling and a new meaning in it, which will give you fresh courage, and you will understand that prayer is an education. No man ever prayed heartily without learning something. I thoroughly believe that. When God's Spirit moves in this house, or your own house, and that Spirit of God takes us right into that throne room of God, you don't come away without something have been said to teach you in whatever you're going through. That's just how it operates. We are not told that Jesus ever taught his disciples how to preach, but he taught them how to pray. He wanted them to have power with God, then he knew they would have power with man. D.L. Moody said that. Prayer is the Godward reach of a man's soul. Neglect of private prayer is the locust that devours the strength of the church. Charles Spurgeon. Persevering prayer. Pray without ceasing. Pray always. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to continue pressing, persevering in prayer. And I've got just a few things to mention here tonight before we log off Facebook Live and enter into our prayer times. We need to remember Sister Willie's family. Sister Willie passed away Wednesday early afternoon. And so let's remember the family. Remember Sister Millie, Sister Donna. They're real close friends with Sister Willie. And so let's remember the family. Lift them up in our prayers. Let's remember these that are sick with COVID-19, Chris Ramey, all the Rollins family, Kaylin, even Michelle Ramey, starting to feel some signs and symptoms. Let's lift them up in our prayers. Of course, these are part of the wedding party that was here on July the 11th, while we're doing our quarantine for these 2 weeks. But lift them up. Appreciate your prayers. No one here in our family or anyone that was at the wedding has had any symptoms or any problems. I continue to pray for Sister Janet Fields. She was not at the wedding. She has not been at our church since March. She contracted COVID somewhere else. But she is doing a little better, but continue to pray for her. Continue to lift up Brother Donald also. Just pray one for another. Just pray for the food distribution, the people that we contact and come by and minister to. I'm thankful for that praise report of the one, the daughter got well from the COVID. But, you know, pray for these needs, pray for these circumstances, pray for these situations as you enter into your prayer. Prayer times, pray for our country, pray for our president, and most of all,